And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and welcome back to me, because we had Bobby Dooley filling in last night. I think she did okay. Did you listen at all?
I listened to a little bit of it. I thought it was interesting.
You're not, you don't want to say?
Well, I don't want to criticize. I thought it was very interesting. I thought she did a good job. She had on the man that you're going to have on later.
Yeah, I already called him up. He said, come on.
Yeah, I want to get this guy, Emilio Fandango, back on the show, because while he was talking to her and she didn't really press him, he was saying, you know, he's in charge of security for the Western Estates homeowners community there, but she didn't press him on his security techniques. Apparently, this guy is looking in bedroom windows.
Well, I heard a little bit of that. I wasn't quite sure of what that was about.
Yeah, you know, Phil, can I...
Go ahead, General Shaw.
Yeah, security is a very difficult job. Now, I was in charge of and I don't want to take too long, I know you're starting your show, but I was in charge of a military police battalion early on when I was in the Army, and I can tell you with great assurance, it is not an easy job.
Well, I understand that, General. These are not cops, though. They're just security guys.
Yeah, but still the same thing.
No, it's not, because you're not arresting people.
No, it is not, Bud. You're not supposed to carry a weapon. You're not arresting anyone.
Yeah, but what about, like, if somebody try to take a knife and stab you, I'd have to cut him, you know?
Yeah, you gotta cut a man if he's gonna try to cut you.
What do you mean by cut you? What is that?
Stabbing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to say, you know, if you ever saw the rebel without... He says, there's no sticking... Just a little jabbing, you know.
Well, we're not talking about a knife fight here now. We're talking about... Anyway, the guy's going to be on later on, and we'll talk to him and see what he has to say, you know.
But understand that as a military policeman, we had to go into some of the bars and some of the drinking holes that a lot of the enlisted men went into, a lot of your GIs, you know. And this was during the Vietnam era, and a great many of these young men knew that they were on their way to Vietnam... or to some theater where there would be combat, and there was a great deal of drinking, and the resultant fist fights, and we would wade into these bars, and I said the same thing that I've heard Margaret say, and I said, I want all of you here to calm down, or I'm going to throw this place into the street. So...
How did that work out?
It was fine. It was fine.
Well, that's not what you told me, General.
Yes, I did tell you that. I did tell you that.
No, you said that you said to someone, I'll throw this place into the street, and you wound up outside. You had been thrown through, not a door or a window or anything, but you'd been thrown through some kind of a cart.
Well, they were bringing beer. Never mind.
So what? So you were a military cop, and you got set upon by a crowd of angry guys, and they threw you out the door, right?
Well, they didn't throw me through a door or through a window. I got thrown into a stack of kegs. These were beer kegs. And that's where I lay until they were able to dig me out. But it was...
No, I understand. My brother was in the Navy, and he used to tell us about going on shore patrol. I don't know how they picked these guys for this duty, but the way my brother Dara would tell it, it would be, okay, well, I had to go and do this. And I'd say, what? He said, I had to go do shore patrol. And they give you an armband, and they give you a billy stick, and you go down and get all these drunk sailors out of these bars in Tijuana, you know?
And didn't you say he got beat up?
Yeah, Dara got his ass kicked a couple of times. You know, all those guys, you know, they're wading into this thing. Whatever it is, some melee of drunken servicemen, and I don't know if he got his ass kicked, but he would come back sometimes on weekends on leave and tell us about some situation that he got into where he wound up, you know, where'd you get that cut, you know, what happened to your nose there, you know, well, I got, you know, somebody bounced my face off of a door in Tijuana, so.
But what's your brother doing down there?
Didn't you hear what he said?
He was on shore patrol in the Navy.
Yeah, you know what he said?
Oh, I thought he was a guy who was on shore patrol in the Navy.
Yes, that's what I just got done saying.
But I didn't know what that is.
It's like a cop.
Oh, I thought it was just like going down and going in the bars.
No, man, they don't give you a shore patrol is like, okay, it's time for you to go down to the bars and drink there. No, it's like a Navy cop. You got the military police and the Army, and they got the shore patrol and the Navy. I don't know what the hell they got in the rest of them.
Well, they have the shore patrol in the Air Force, don't they?
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Why would they have shore patrol in the Air Force? Wouldn't it be like...
Be air patrol.
Well, it would be air patrol, yes, except you're not sitting in a bar in the air. So go ahead and... Go ahead. Your move.
Your move? Your move.
What are you laughing at?
Well, General, I mean, this is not a game. Why would they call it air patrol?
Maybe they do call it air patrol.
They would call it air patrol, except you don't sit in the air, do you?
No, you don't, but I don't know what else. Maybe it's called military police.
No, that's the Army. So you're left with shore patrol.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, but you know what? We'll look it up.
Why would you look it up when you have a member of the United States Army sitting here staring at you and telling you what it is?
Yes, sir. You're right, General. I'm sorry.
That's an idiotic thing that I ever did hear.
Why don't you just keep it closed over there before I lose it?
General, we don't want to get you upset.
Yeah, take it easy, General. I mean, I accept what you're saying. If it's shore patrol, it's shore patrol.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to call it air patrol unless you've got a bunch of these guys sitting on their ass in a cloud somewhere.
Yeah, well...
Maybe they are, man. Maybe that's what they think they are.
Well, they may think they're there, but they're not.
Okay, I understand it's not whatever... It's shore patrol. I don't know what it is, but all these branches of the service, bud, to answer your question... have these military arms that they, I mean, these police things. So that's what they do. All right, 855-500-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show. So anyway, that's the whole reason why we're talking about this is because of this guy, Emilio Fandango.
Well, yeah, but I heard you speaking disparagingly of him.
Well, he's not exactly a cop. He's a security guy that peeks in bedroom windows.
Oh, I see. Is it effective? I don't understand.
I don't know if it's effective, and who cares if he's peeking at a bedroom window and he's looking at your wife.
Well, you know, the thing, I don't want them to look at my wife, of course, but the thing that offends me and would really, really cause great consternation with myself is if they were looking in a bedroom window at me. Do you understand? My wife could say, well, she could say, General Shaw, there's a man outside looking at me. And I would go outside and I'd deal with him, and it wouldn't be too good for him.
Absolutely.
Right. But if I'm sitting in my bedroom, bending over and scratching my foot or doing something compromising, and I look and I turn around and I look through a window and there's some slob staring at me, have a care.
Well, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that either.
No, I would think that any man... who is the object of a peeping Tom, maybe that should happen more often.
Well, I'm just telling you, no, I don't think it should, because I'd commit homicide. I would.
Well, I'm not going to take it that far, but that'd be pretty weird. Nonetheless, I don't think I've ever been the object of a peeping Tom myself. I don't think I'm not all that to look at.
But come here, not women that are peep Toms.
Women that are what?
Is it called peep Tom?
No, peeping Tom, man.
Why are there not women that are peep top?
That's a good question. Women don't work that way, you know.
Why not?
I don't know. Women are not, they're not perverse. Women are more communicative. Women can actually communicate. They don't need to lurk and hide and peer. You know, women come from an orientation where they had, you know, the whole thing about women, right?
Oh, here we go. Are you going to give us the caveman speech again?
I'm going to talk about... What do you mean the caveman speech? Women and men. The men went out to hunt.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Hold on for a minute. The men went out to hunt. The women stayed back in the camp, and they had to communicate with each other. Who's going to take care of the baby? Who's taking care of the fire? What do you need? You need some... And they had to work things out because they were sitting there and coexisting while the men were off hunting some buffalo or something, right? So women develop... What I'm saying is women develop communication skills. I think a lot of that has to do with that, you know? So women are not hiding and looking around the corner and staring through windows. Women just come right out and tell you, hey, what is this called? Well, it's an automobile. Well, I don't understand. Why do I need that? Well, it's because...
Phil, don't make us out to be idiots. Of course we What does that mean?
I'm just joking around. But the women, you know, will ask questions. They want to know.
Get a lab alert or lurk around.
Yeah, you know, I would, if I were you, Phil, I wouldn't necessarily say that women don't lurk and women don't sneak around, because I remember I had a kid sister. I would turn around, and there she was looking at me. Now, well,
I heard this story, and you were taking 20s out of your dad's wallet.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, that's why.
No, I was not taking 20s out of my dad's wallet. I was looking in his wallet, I'll give you that.
Well, no wonder your sister's looking at you.
Yeah, but everyone knows the kid sister...
The kid sister what?
The kids... Boy, I'll tell you.
Well, kid sisters, I think, keep us honest. I appreciate the kid sister because I was one.
Oh, yeah, kid, yeah, right.
You were a kid sister. Okay, kid sisters are definitely the behind the CIA and the KGB. There's only one level that is as effective when it comes to gathering intelligence and espionage, and that's the kid sister. All right,
you got that right, and I'm not, and look at me, look at my face.
Yeah?
Am I smiling?
No, you're not. We'll be right back, talk more... Jeez. More about that when we come back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. Also, don't forget our special this month leading up to Christmas. We have free shot glasses for you if you have an order of $75 or more in our shop. And, of course, if you're a BSP existing or new, you get a free CD download at philhenryshow.com. I call you up and ask. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Coming up later on, Emolio Fandango is going to be back with us to talk about his method of, his security method, which is, I think, a little oddball. And I was talking here with General Shaw, General Galen Shaw, with us, and good to see you, General.
It's wonderful to be, it's amazing how one day off from the radio show can, you feel, it was a little lonesome.
Were you lonely for us?
No, I didn't say I was lonely for you. It was a little low. I've got a rich, full life, all right? I've got a wife, and I've got a dog.
And you got a house?
And I have a house, thank you. And
got a book to read.
And I have books to read, thank you, Robert. And what else have I got?
Did you say you have a dog?
Well, now that's two dogs. How many?
So in other words, you've got a rich, full life.
Yes, but don't make it sound like I'm don't make it sound like I'm looking for you made it sound bad.
You have a rich, full life, I know. So yesterday you just missed being on the air. I understand. I like being on the radio, but we do thank Bobby Dooley. I had the insomnia problem, and I have Dr. Ron Tarner is going to join us here in a moment. The insomnia question is something I did a little bit of research on, because obviously everybody in this country at one time or another struggles with it. And I think that this is a country, the United States is a country that's in dire, dire need of rest, man. And how do I know that? I don't have to do any deep research on that. All I got to do is look at how popular Starbucks is.
Oh, man, that's the truth. Everybody's drinking coffee.
You got it. Everybody's drinking coffee. Everybody's drinking energy drinks. I mean, hello. What do you think the story is here? We're tired.
Well, do you think we're tired, or are we just looking for a cheap kick?
That's what I think it is. I think that there's people, all they want is to get their jollies in a new and legal way.
No, get their jollies. Look, all of that stuff that people either drink, anything that people ingest that is designed to alter mood is ultimately a form of self-treatment.
No, I've heard that, Phil. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I agree with the general. You're trying to give people excuse. Got a guy out there trying to get his kick, get his jollies, you know.
Well, what about these people that are depressed and that are suicidal and have cocaine addictions and this?
I think, you're giving these people too much credit. They're out there getting their jollies and trying to get their cookies. Because why? Because they're lazy and of low moral character.
Oh, that's the oldest, most antiquated analysis that I've ever heard. That is strictly from the 50s. This whole question of character and morality has got nothing whatsoever to do with drug addiction. You're talking about people that are needing some sort of a chemical fix. Something is going on in their brains. They don't know how to correct it. They're going out and they're finding these drugs. Now, as we've said before in the show, there's a pharmacology that the science of pharmacology, is advancing by leaps and bounds even as we speak. And so I don't, I honestly think, and I've said this before, I think that we will have defeated drug addiction within the next 50 years.
You really think so?
Yes, I really do. I think drug addiction will be defeated within the next 50 years. That's how amazing this, as I say, this science of pharmacology is, and how many different kinds of therapies are being developed. To me, it's astounding. All kinds of ailments are being treated, from manic depression to depression to bipolar. I guess they don't call it manic depression anymore. Bipolar ailments, schizophrenia, you name it. It's astounding. We've got Dr. Ron Tarner here with us from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado. Dr. Tarner, how are you?
Well, Bill, hi, how are you? Doing very good. As I was listening to you speaking, I wanted to jump in and tell everyone that you're not a doctor. When I hear you, and you know that I have an issue with this.
No, I'm not trying to be a doctor.
I know, but you know I have an issue with people sounding off as if they've got the DR period in front of their names. I'm a doctor. I went to school.
But you're an astronomer, Dr. Tarner. Why don't you let people know you're not a medical doctor?
Hold on. Let's not start off that way.
Let's let the doctor explain.
Dr. Tarner, this is General Shaw, and I've had I just wanted you to know I've had a great many people ask me about you, and they say, do you know Dr. Tarner? And I'll say, no, I don't. And they'll say, well, he's on the show that you're on. And I've said to them, well, I didn't know that until right now.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Dr. Tarner, I don't think I'm speaking out of school, has a bit of a...
Has a bit of a what?
There's a little bit of a self-image thing that you've got. You've got a problem.
No. Hold on. The only problem I've got, as I've said, is with Stephen Hawking, because he gets laid too much for a guy with no mobility, and he tells a lot of Polish jokes and writes them.
I didn't know that about him.
Yes. That's the only self-image problem I have.
Why is it self-image?
Because he gets a lot of attention from people.
Dr. Tarner, Hawking's going to get a lot of attention. I think we've talked about this before. What I'm trying to say is that you have, you feel inferior sometimes. And I'm not, you know, it's nothing that I don't feel. Everybody does. I'm not trying to be a doctor.
Good. I will let everyone know you're not a doctor. And when you talk about drugs and drug therapy, and it sounds like you are attempting to make a diagnosis. And that's not correct.
No, I'm not trying to make a diagnosis, and I'm not trying to be a doctor, and I don't think I'm better than you.
Oh, my God. Well, talk about insecurity. My God.
Excuse me, who is that?
Dr. Tarter, this is Margaret Gray. You sound very insecure.
No, I'm not insecure, Margaret. Please listen to me. I just want it to be known that Phil Hendry is not a doctor. I am. And that Stephen Hawking, I know you weren't talking about Stephen Hawking, so I'll take that back. But as long as I brought him up, for a guy who has Lou Gehrig's disease, don't you think there are too many women in his life, or am I just beating that into the ground?
You're beating it into the ground.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, then forget it.
Dr. Tarter, General Shaw again.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to offend you, sir, and if I started something here...
No, you didn't do anything.
I'm just, as Howard Cosell used to say, telling it like it is. All right, so let's talk here, Dr. Tarner, about insomnia and about the need for stimulation. Do you have any kind of a quick fix for insomnia? What do you tell people who are having a difficult time sleeping?
There's a joke here, and I won't...
What's the joke?
You listen to the Phil Hendry show.
God, man.
Oh. So you're not even going to give me that one, huh?
If you don't want to be on my show...
No, I was making a joke. See, this is the exact thing I'm trying to say. You've got a man like Stephen Hawking who writes some of those virulently racist jokes I've ever read in my life. Are they funny? Yes, they are. I'll give him that. In fact, Hawking's jokes are very funny.
Look, you're going to have to get off the Stephen Hawking thing. I am not going to be your vehicle for working your problems out with Stephen Hawking. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I understand, sir.
We'll take a break here.
He's very touchy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is very touchy, particularly today, and I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, he doesn't like it when you start sounding like... When anyone sounds like a doctor that isn't a doctor...
Then he gets upset?
Yes, he gets very upset.
I wasn't trying to be a doctor. I just said that there are drugs that people are taking now that work real good, man.
Yeah, I'll bet they do.
I'm not talking about real good as in real, you know, as in getting you high. Anyway, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Go get a backstage pass. Gift subscriptions available now on our website for the Yuletide.
Yee, yee, yee. For the Yule, for the burning of the Yule log.
I got your Yule log.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico every night till 10 o'clock here on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, and join us online at philhenryshow.com. As I mentioned going into the break, we have gift subscriptions to the website now.
Now, this is brand new that you've added to the store. There have been a lot of people asking about that.
Yeah, that's exactly. I had my nephew said...
Your nephew wasn't asked about the Phil Henry... He was asked about if you was on YouTube.
No, he was not. Do you mind if I finish what I'm saying?
Bud.
My nephew asked, was there a gift subscription to the Phil Henry Show? And I didn't know. I said, no. And he said, then he said something about YouTube, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah, he said he's going to go watch YouTube instead.
Okay, that's great, Bud. Thank you for that. So now we have, go watch YouTube instead. What is that? You know.
But a lot of people go on YouTube, watch it instead.
Don't you know that?
Yeah, I know that, but YouTube is like, what? What about Hulu or Netflix or something? YouTube? Gee, I think I'll go over to YouTube and just scroll through all the crap they've got over there and hope I find something good. Anyway, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, so go to our website and check out... I wanted to do a promo for the website, and I wind up disparaging YouTube. That's great.
Well, you said that YouTube was really a big fet... They had development money, but they were a bunch of cheap creeps. Remember that?
No, I don't. I never said that.
Well, yes, you. You said you were you that they were cheap creeps, and that if I ever said it on the air, you'd deny that I said it.
Deny that you said it.
I mean that you said it.
No, you can't take that back now.
Forget it, will you? Okay. I got Dr. Tarner on the line here, and he's probably not feeling all that well disposed towards us. Dr. Tarner, again, welcome back to our program.
I'm going to let you know something. You're not wrong there. I was getting a little irritated waiting here, but I actually am thankful. For a moment there, I almost wanted to hang up because I felt that I'd been disrespected as I came on your program, and then you're sitting chewing the fat and jaw-jacking with the general as if it's just a sunny day, and I'm some punk that can wait. But I did read...
Hold. That's not what I was doing.
Why do you do that, Dr. Turner? Why do you take it to that place?
Because that's where you guys took it. I'm sitting on hold drumming my fingers, and I'm listening to Phil talking to Bud, and I'm trying to interject things. I'm saying, I didn't know I was on hold. I was going, oh, that's funny. That reminds me of a story, and they kept right on talking. And it was then that I asked my wife, who I'm not married, but I just got the cat out of the bag, Susan. You didn't hear me? Okay, thank God. So I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Who?
This Susan, who's been my steady now. I've been going out with her for quite some time. And I said to her, I've completely forgotten what I wanted to say.
Well, all right, so why don't we just go to where we want to go? You had something that you were reading during the break?
Yes, I was reading something at the break, and that was it. I said to Susan, I said, thank God he is ignoring me, because I just read here, a researcher says, I never said energy drinks are dangerous. Now, Phil, you're talking about insomnia, and insomnia is a curse. We have caffeine. We also have energy drinks. One of the researchers that was was doing this research, a leader of a research team that measured the acute effects of energy drinks on heart function, emphasized that he never said those effects were dangerous, although press coverage of the study viewed the findings findings with alarm. Now, he's a radiologist by the name of Daniel something, and I can't read his last name, but I think I remember who this guy was, and he claims that he never said energy drinks were dangerous. Well, I'm calling him a bald-faced liar because I know he did.
How do you know he did? You don't even remember his name.
No, you're right. I don't remember his name, but I remember the guy that came out with some research, and he said the energy drinks they have acute effects, but they're not dangerous. I remember who that guy was. I'll never forget him as long as I live.
But you don't know his name.
I don't know. His first name's Daniel. Now, the point that I'm making is this.
Well, can I interrupt?
No, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't, General.
All right.
The point that I'm making is this. Researchers, such as Stephen Hawking and others, will make a claim, and then when it turns out the claim is not quite accurate, they'll say, well, I never said that. Now, the energy drink thing, as you remember, Phil, there were people dying from that Four Low or whatever that stuff was.
Yeah, what was the name of that stuff? It was an alcohol but that was alcohol and caffeine. That was not an energy drink.
All right. Well, but the point is, people were looking into these energy drinks because they were afraid they were causing heart attacks. And we do have a country of people that need more energy. We do have a country of people who need more coffee and this kind of thing, and perhaps more energy drinks. I drink energy drinks. I want you to know, I'm a doctor. I drink Monster. I drink one called Rockstar. I guzzle them. And the reason why I do is because I need them desperately. I have a very bad case of insomnia from time to time. I'm tired. And I will go into a liquor store or a convenience store, and I will grab 5, 6, 7 of these rock stars and throw them into a paper bag and toss money on the counter and jump into my car. That's how late I am generally. And I guzzle 3 of these before I hit the office. And I feel fine. Now, some people have said I'm a little hyper.
Well, that's what I think. You do sound hyper, and you were very on edge when you came on the air with us.
You were. You were ready to get into a fight.
That's got nothing to do with energy drinks, though. That had to do with you pretending that you were Mr. Wizard, you know.
Well, all Phil, you know, I must interject. All Phil said was that the pharmacology was improving.
Yeah, General, I know that. But I know Phil, and I know what he starts to take on this tone like. And let me just tell you, Bud, you know what I talk about.
Yeah, you know, Phil, sometimes you go, and that reminds me.
No, I don't.
No, hold on. You go, that reminds me. One time, just the other day, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, you're right about that, man. Well, a couple times you try to sound like you're, like Mr. Wizard, or you're, like, giving a lecture or something.
Yeah, Phil, this is not to criticize you.
Oh, no, not to criticize me at all. No, I'm not taking that at all that way.
Well, you do tend to spout off and start to give these lectures. Do you have a 4-year degree?
No, I do not.
Okay, do you have a 2-year degree?
No, I do not.
Well, hold on. Let me. Did you graduate from high school?
Yes, sir.
All right, so here we have a guy that has a high school. You have a high school diploma, right?
All right, I know where you're going with this. All I said.
Whoa, sunshine.
I don't like being called sunshine.
Well, you've got a high school diploma, and now I'd like to tell you all about pharmacology. Well,
you know, Phil, it is true.
And do you have a 4-year degree?
Yes, I do. It's a place called West Point.
Wow.
Phil, you walked right into that one.
Yeah. Phil, I think what you need to do is remember your place. You're a talk show host, and that basically means, look, Rush Limbaugh doesn't have a college degree. Rush Limbaugh is frankly, Rush Limbaugh is only one step up from a gibbering idiot. He's got a high school diploma.
Well, you're not going to say Rush Limbaugh's a gibbering idiot just because he doesn't have a college degree.
No, I'm not. But I would say that if Rush Limbaugh was not a talk show host, he'd have on one of those white ice cream cone hats, and he'd be picking up papers off of outdoor tables at Dairy Queen. And they'd be saying, okay, fat ass, when you're done with that.
You know, I love how people want to immediately demean somebody because their political persuasion is not their own. He's obviously a very, very intelligent guy, and I don't doubt for a second that he would have found a more professional position than picking up a paper off of Dairy Queen outdoor tables.
Well, all right, but I saw a fat guy the other day outdoors at Dairy Queen with one of those white ice cream man hats, and he had on a white apron and the big fat boy ass,
would you watch your language, please?
Who said that?
Margaret.
Well, you're not the host of the show.
No, I am on the panel, and I'm asking you to watch your language.
Why don't you?
Oh, wow.
Are you ready for that?
What? Did you dump that?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
That's surprising to me.
No, that's not surprising to me. As soon as he hit the air tonight, the guy was loaded for bear. Wow. Hey, Doc, if you're listening, which I know you are, you owe Margaret an apology. You owe my audience an apology for that.
An MFW. I want the people out there to know what he called me. When I said to him that I'm on the panel, and he said, well, you don't tell me what to do. You're nothing more than the panel's MFW. And then he said something about going, didn't he say?
Well, I hung up on him, but he's starting to say, you know, go get me a wet towel or something like that.
Yes, as if I was...
All right, well, he's, you know, Dr. Tarner, whatever pressure you're under, you got to work it out, man, because I can't have you back on the air, you know.
Well, I don't think you're going to have him back on the air, Phil. When you call him man, you know the beatnik, you know.
He doesn't mind it. You're the only guy I know that minds it. All right, we'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show. The number is 855-500-7445. Wow, that's Dr. Tarner went off the air with a blaze of glory there, man. I'm going to come back and figure the rest of this article on energy drinks. They're not dangerous. Energy drinks, not dangerous, according to the researcher that said they did have acute effects. Let's find out more. World famous Phil Henry Show, your energy drink guy. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. For those of you that were concerned, the Bobby Dooley podcast back on SoundCloud tomorrow. Bobby took the night off last night. Her and Steve, they did 3 hours on the air. And I talked to Bobby earlier. She said, well, as soon as they got off the air, Steve hit the sack because they do the show from the community center there.
Now, did you build that studio for them?
No, I did not.
Well, who built the studio?
It's just a podcast. You just buy a...
Yeah, you buy like a microphone and everything.
Well, what? Then if that's the case, why do you have all of this stuff here?
Because I do more than just talk on the mic. I produce and I do a lot of my own mixing of sound effects and things.
And Bobby and Steve are doing what?
They're just talking into the microphone. They're just talking into the microphone. Anybody can do that. Anybody can go out and buy a microphone and you can buy a laptop computer and you can go on Blogspot radio, you know. Which, by the way, Debbie Daly and I was on her show last night. I had a great time. Thank you, Debbie, for that.
Well, that's nice. Thank you, Debbie, but I'm talking to Phil about some. You know, I'm a little upset with her. She was supposed to interview me.
Well, we were waiting for you to come on.
Nonetheless...
We talked about it. She didn't say nothing to me.
She was supposed to interview me, all right? This isn't always just about you boys. It's about me as well.
And who are you speaking about?
Debbie Daly.
Debbie Daly, which is not the Debbie Daly that we know who is... Is that
the little lady who's hard of hearing?
No, that's the one in New York. This is a Debbie Daly in Dallas.
Yeah, two different Debbie Dalys. The Debbie Daly in New York, I've been on her show many times, but the one in Dallas, I was supposed to be on a show with Phil, and I don't suppose anybody reminded her.
I didn't, no.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, come on.
No, it's all right.
All right, so here it is. If you are, like me, a guy that... And I have, you know, I have a problem with sleeping. So I don't drink energy drinks, but I would love to. I stay away from a lot of that stuff because I'm afraid that it will cause the insomnia. But here's the problem. Even if I don't drink that, I still get these insomnias, even if I don't drink coffee, I still get it. Turns out, though, that the leader of a research team that measured the acute effects of energy drinks on heart function emphasizes he never said those effects were dangerous. Responding to criticism from Monster Beverage, which called the study alarmist and misleading, a University of Bonn researcher said that he had said, yes, the effects are acute, but that they were not dangerous. And they go on to a long description of the research that he did. Unfortunately, I can't read it, bud, because what you printed off here has a bunch of pop-up ads in front. See this?
Oh, I told you all about that, man. You got to take that pop-up ad block.
Look at that. See? You just all right. So anyway, it's not anything I want to get that heavy into anyway. But that is that's a significant thing for anybody that drinks these energy drinks. And, you know, like anything else in this world, everything in moderation. Here's another thing. Sure, we've all heard that we should get more sleep. The realities of life sometimes get in the way of that. It becomes a we should get more sleep later. There's either more work to be done or more fun to be had or both. The only downside is that you wake up the next day feeling like a cast member of The Walking Dead. Exercising before bed is a sure way to keep yourself awake. That's why you should not do it when you actually want to go to sleep.
Now, I heard differently. I heard exercising tires you out.
Yeah, what about that?
Nope. I've always known that my whole life because exercise always gets the blood flowing, gets the endorphins going, gets all of the good chemicals, all of the good chemistry. It balances everything. It gets all the impurities out of your system, or not all of them, but it gets a fair amount of the toxins. What do you want, General?
Well, I was listening to you talking, and I'm afraid you're going to get another call here from Tarner.
Well, he's not going to get on the air unless he apologizes.
You want? Because if he calls in,
what are you talking about? He's not getting on the air.
Well, you're starting to sound like a doctor, and you know that chaps his hide.
Well, I'm so sorry, it chaps his hide.
Well, you know it does.
I don't give a damn. I could care less.
Because he's calling in right now.
How do you know?
Well, I see that line blinking.
How do you know that's him?
Just the way it's blinking.
Just the way it's blinking? What's blinking in an angry way?
Yeah, it is blinking kind of angry.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. Why don't you answer it and find out who it is?
I know it's him. I just want to know. You want to put him on the air?
Answer the phone, bud. What do you mean you know it's him?
It's blinking like it's him.
Give me that light. Hello? Oh, hi, Ron. Hold on, will you? Take it.
Was he right?
Yes, he was right.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Tyre? Yeah. Yeah, I said to Phil. See?
Do you mind?
What?
I'm on the air. Do you mind?
Oh, sorry.
So anyway, yeah, these energy drinks.
Yeah, I said to Phil that, you know, yeah, I do it with you.
The energy drinks, they're really good.
Yeah, you want to go on the air? Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Give me that phone, man. I'll talk to him. God. All right, which line?
This one. No, this one. No, this one.
Which line is it, bud?
This one.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Which line is it?
Hello?
Okay, Ron.
What, you guys all of a sudden forget to answer a phone? You don't know how to even answer a phone? Oh, my God.
No, Bud was saying that you were calling in, and he said he knew that you were calling in by the way the line was blinking.
Yeah, and?
So we were talking about that.
Meanwhile, I'm ringing in like a horse's ass and no one's answering the phone.
Let me tell you something, Turner. You hung the phone up on me after saying such and such to Margaret. You owe her an apology.
Well, if I owe you an apology, Margaret, I apologize. I don't remember. What did I say?
You know full... You don't remember.
If it was MF and a W, I apologize.
Yes, it was, and I was absolutely shocked.
I do apologize. I do apologize. Now, understand that my apology is one that you may think is qualified because I wanted to get on the air and break Phil's castanets over sounded like, you know, he's the family physician here again with all this stuff about monster drinks and energy and so on and so forth and biochemistry.
Well, let's grow up. Do you mean the apology or don't you?
Yes, I...
What?
Yes, I do.
All right, so I shouldn't even have you on the air. That was vulgar. It was in violation of all the decency guidelines.
Oh, Phil, you said yourself you don't know what the decency guidelines are.
The decency guidelines of me, Phil Hendry. Okay, the Phil Hendry Commission.
Oh, okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Captain. Whatever you say, Captain by Captain.
You know, Phil, I love... Phil, you would have been a great officer in officer training in the Army. I think you would have been fantastic.
Oh, Captain by Captain. The ship is...
Okay, fine. Thank you for quoting Walt Whitman. Do you have something to say about this?
Yes, I do. First of all, the guy that said the energy drinks were safe and then... said that the energy drinks were not safe and then says that he never said that is a lying... And now I find out that he's German, so he's a lying crowd. That's number one. Number...
Okay, I'm hanging up on him again. And I don't want him back on the air.
Why'd you hang up?
I don't like crowd. Okay?
Yeah, that guy, Phil, he's not playing with a full deck.
There is something wrong with that man. He's very angry. I understand he's got his girlfriend there with him.
Yeah, some woman named Susan.
Oh, yeah, that's the Susan. He said he's going to marry her.
Okay, so?
Yeah, it's probably what's causing the problem.
Why is that causing a problem?
Just, you know, Dr. Turner been alone for much of his life. Now he's got somebody hanging around. He doesn't like it.
He is a bit of a loner, yeah.
Is he one of these people that gets upset when people are hanging around?
I don't know.
Yes, he is. He does. If people are hanging around too long, he's too polite to tell them to leave. So he just starts throwing things.
Well, he's going to have to find a better way of communicating, if you know what I'm saying. Because if he thinks that he's going to take out his emotional stresses and strains on us, call this show, get into some rap session with us about something, and he's laying down the MF and the W and calling Germans krauts and everything else because he can't tell that girlfriend of his where to get off.
Well, he wants to marry her.
Yeah, but she hangs around too much.
He wants to marry her, but she hangs around too much.
How does that work? If you marry a woman, she's going to be there.
I don't know.
That guy needs a psychiatrist worse than anybody I've ever met. If you want my honest opinion. And if it's that, is that him calling?
Yeah, I can tell by the way it's ringing.
You can tell by the way it... I don't want to talk to him. World famous Phil... Don't you dare put him on the air, bud. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Yeah?
You know something? I always thought you were a friend, Phil, but now I think you're a no good.
Yeah, thanks a lot. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Oh, I love this song. Oh, this is a wonderful song. Is this Otis Redding? This is great.
Who?
I think it's Otis Redding. Yes, it is. It's Otis Redding.